Blog Talk Radio. How many people encouraged tonight?
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. Good morning, good morning, church. Good morning, family. Let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, let's open up our minds and give God some praise this morning. Just thank you, God, for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he's about to do. Amen. Come on, open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Where would we be, family? Where would our children be? Where would our loved ones be? Thank you, Father God. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Let us pray before we enter in with our petition this morning. With all faith, trusting God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come, oh, God, trusting you, oh, God. We come, oh, God, with all faith, oh, God, believing and trusting you, oh, God, for all things. Amen. As we seek you, we put our trust in you that you will bless this day and make it great. So, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we come give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the adoration. We come exalting your name above all names. So there's no one greater than you. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name this morning. Hallelujah to your name, God. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for miracles, signs, and wonders will happen in our lives. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your presence. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for family. We thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, take over as we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, do a new thing in us right now as we come this morning, casting all our cares and fears and burdens down, oh Lord, picking up the peace that you give. Hallelujah. The peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for it right now. Heavenly Father, as we start our day, remove every evil that's planned to run this day. Remove every plan of attack of the enemy, even as we start this day before the attack comes. Remove it, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Heavenly Father, creator of all and all for all, we come to you this morning with an humble spirit to be forgiven and delivered from all that is not of you, oh God. Let it take place right now. And we thank you, oh God, for loving us. We thank you, oh God, that you send your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price for our sins. We thank you that he died on the cross for us. Amen. And rose again on the third day. We confess that Jesus is Lord over every area of our lives. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for salvation, which included healing, deliverance, and protection. Thank you that Jesus brought all our shame and set our infirmities away. Amen. Thank you that Jesus came and set the captives free. Hallelujah. Father, we repent right now for ever agreeing with the devil lies. Hallelujah. Lord, we repent right now, hallelujah, for opening doors that allow the enemy to get a stronghold in our minds. We repent for sins of omission and commission. We repent right now for practicing sin openly and in secret and defiance of your love. Now we break and destroy all agreements with the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we remove right now, hallelujah, with the power and authority that you've given us of every lie that the enemy has told us about who we are, what we are worth, who you are, and what we can and cannot do, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rid of all spirits and thoughts and feelings of fear, anxiety, shame, guilt, condemnation, rejection, addiction, death, premature death, poverty and death, provision, devotion, anger, rage, bitterness, contention, control, depression, doubt, grief, hatred, hurt, infirmity, jealousy, lack, loneliness, lust, lying, hallelujah, obsession, occultism, pain, pride, addictions, religious fears, pipe-down fears, levitant fears, fears of rebellion, fears of resentment, mental illness, revenge, soul ties, suicide, trauma, unbelief, double-mindedness, unclean spirits, anything else that is not of the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We choose now by the power of our will to forgive everyone who has hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, lied on us, disappointed us, or otherwise wronged us. We forgive them now. We ask you, Lord, to forgive them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we forgive ourselves. Amen. Please, Heavenly Father, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness of the lifestyle. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, give us, hallelujah, the grace for God to walk in your spirit and not in the flesh, or to be led by the enemy and his lies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we receive by faith, hallelujah, your mercy and your grace and forgiveness right now. We thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that our past is under the blood of Jesus Christ, and we are redeemed. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We command any evil spirit in us to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Devil, you have no right to us. We are blood washed and redeemed and saved, and we belong to Jesus. You have no right to our lives. We take authority over you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you release your warring angels to war against any spirits designed in the heavens to stop our prayers from being answered. We declare and declare by faith that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we thank you for answering prayers, for your words that are yet while we're still speaking. You're already answering. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, as we enter in this morning, Lord, we ask that you open up the channels of our spirit. Hallelujah. So that we can receive from you great and mighty, oh God. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ and our will with your will, Holy Father, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, as we read your scripture this morning, let us receive, oh God, revelation and knowledge and wisdom of your word and who you are in your word, oh God, that we may be able to apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to our sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name, we ask that your love of scripture to take root and manifest in us and be engrafted on our hearts and mind, helping us to keep our mind stayed on you, that you keep us in perfect peace all the days of our lives. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for every family member that's on the line today. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you'll bless every household, amen, and all that's in it, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let peace reign over every household on today that's on the line, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless the holy name, Father God. We declare and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. Lord, as we come believing on one accord with all faith, trusting you, we're combined, say, Lord, we ask you increase our faith to receive a miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. And help our unbelief on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we bless your holy name, Father God. And those of us that are traveling on the road right now, Lord, we pray and will be traveling. We pray for traveling grace and mercies right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And those in our family, oh Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you bless us in our going and coming on today. Oh, Father God, let us receive traveling grace and mercy. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullover, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle or form of transportation that we may take on today. And those in our family, amen, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in it, around and about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, place, or home, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And no weapons formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against the judgment, you shall condemn. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we thank you for our Lord. Lord, help on today. We put on the full armor of God right now. Amen. We put on your full armor, Father God. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us and protects us. Amen. And we take the shield of faith right now. Hallelujah. And we quench every fire we're throwing of the enemy that's in our way and send the way up to our family members. Hallelujah. May the enemy be burnt up with their own darts. Amen. May the work of the devil be burnt up in the way in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we cut ourselves loose. Hallelujah. From anything that attaches itself to us or on us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just decree and declare victory this morning. Amen. We decree and declare our deliverance. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, family. Let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth right where you are. Let's come on. Let's thank God. Amen. He didn't have to do it, but he did. If you come for change this morning, come on, open up your mouth and say, change your Lord. Make me more like you, oh God. Hallelujah. Do all that you can do, oh God, in thee. Hallelujah. How many come to be changed this morning? Amen. How many of you come to say, Lord, I don't want to be the same as I was before I picked up this phone this morning. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, we call it a whole shot. How about God that's working a miracle in me right now, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Oh Lord, search my heart. Search my mind. If you find any wicked way out here, oh God, let it be taken out the way right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, help me to come out, hallelujah, and get out the way, oh God, but just you can have your way. Come on, open up your mouth, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you this morning. Come on, family, shout glory. Hallelujah, because you're still here. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Somebody took their last breath this morning. Amen. Somebody saw their child for the last time. Somebody said goodbye to their mother. It was the last time, but God has kept us on today. And we just thank God when you look around and see all that God has brought us through. Amen. You got to read that. I don't know that you're a miracle right now. You're living, praying, and living in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, there's nothing that you have done to keep you. But God has not remembered you all today. Hallelujah. And calls you by your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are on our side. Hallelujah. If God be for you, who can be against you?
Yes,
Jesus Christ.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We don't want just to be doing this just to say we did it. We come, oh God, with love and adoration, oh God. That's your place enough for you. We thank you, Lord God. My Lord, my God, we bless your name, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
If you don't, a rock will cry out for you. Hallelujah. He'll make a rock cry out. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let no rock cry out for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. God bless you, God. Keep you, God. God strengthen all this on the line today. In the name of Jesus. I pray your strength on this morning, this beautiful morning here where I am in Houston. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, family. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Amen. Call your name. We want to know how you're doing and how you've been. Amen. We'll start with Avon Steen. God bless you, Avon Steen. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning to you. I'm doing great.
Good morning.
I'm thankful. I'm blessed. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. We love you so much. Avon Steen, it's so good to hear your voice this morning, just thanking God for keeping you. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Cousin Brenda Gale and A.T. Ruthie, may God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you all been?
Good morning, Tawanika.
Good morning.
Good morning, family. Love you. God bless you. We're doing good. We're doing good this morning. We've had a good week. And
amen.
We're doing to God be the glory,
amen.
And we've got to trust in the Lord. Say good morning,
yes,
family.
Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Holy fam. No.
Thank him for another day.
Yes.
Jesus, Jesus.
Still in
amen,
bed.
Amen. Amen. You know, amen. We thank God just to be able Amen. To hear your voice this morning, Auntie Ruth, may God bless you. God keep you. Cousin Brenda, again, we love you both so much, and it's so good to hear both of you this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I just saw the goodness of the Lord operating through and about your lives. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Avery, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Doing good. Good morning, family. Good morning, Tawanika.
Good morning.
Doing good.
Good morning.
Mama, how you doing?
I'm good. Good morning. Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning, Avery. God bless you. God bless you. Good to hear your voice. We thank God for you. Good to hear you. I tell you, I'm excited. I always say this because I know how things can turn. I know how, you know, the enemy works. So I just thank God for God keeping us, our family, and, you know, to hear you all in this area, to hear that God has kept us. So God bless you. God bless you, but we love you so much. Amen. We love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you for keeping our family, Father. Amen, amen. Patricia Scott, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
Good morning. Good morning, family. Doing
good morning.
Good. Doing good. I just thank the Lord for that song this morning because that's so true. You know, there's times when you do have to just encourage yourself, you know. And so
yes,
I just thank
Lord.
The Lord for being able to be on the line this morning and hear everybody's voice.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep it so good to hear your voice here on Saturdays now. Amen. I'm getting to know your number because I'm seeing you more on the line. So I was like, I believe this is our number. You've been on quite a bit now. So God bless you. We love you so
all
much.
Right.
It's so good to hear your voice. Amen. Thank you for coming
Amen.
And touching the green this morning with us with your faith. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to know we have faith to move whatever mountain that's in our life,
yes.
Whatever it's a financial mountain or marriage or whatever it is, sickness,
yes.
Whatever
yes.
it is, we have faith.
Yes.
And when we come
Amen.
Together with all faith believing, amen, we can
yes.
move more
amen.
Than a mountain in itself, amen.
Oh, yes.
So God bless
yes.
you.
Yes.
God keep you,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Good morning, Mother Carol. God bless you, Mama. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, everybody. I've been doing good. I'm blessed because I'm here this morning to say good morning to all y'all in line. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mm. Hey, baby,
Lord,
God bless you, Mama. I love you so much. We love you so much. So good. You hear you sound better this week.
Amen.
Then last week, so we just thank God doing it, trusting God that God is healing you and that God is
yeah.
turning it around for you as you seek Him more. Amen. He will pour into you even more. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Welcome, AC Eliza Jane. God bless you. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. I'm doing
good
today, and I thank the Lord for that. And it's
yes,
so
Lord.
Good to be on to hear all my family this morning. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Eliza Jane. We love you so much. It's so good to hear your voice and that you're on the line with us. We thank you for coming on today, believing and trusting God for all that will go forth in prayer. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We're still lifting up your granddaughter in prayer. You know God is working a miracle. You know, even right now while we're on this line, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Amen, amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. Good to have you back. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. I'm doing just fine. Thanking God for another beautiful day. And
yes,
just glad to be on the line and hear everyone's voices.
Amen. Good to hear your voice. We love you so much, and I thank God for you for being on at 5 in the morning during the weekday, and hallelujah, and just hear your voice here on the line again. We love you so much, and I just thank you for all that you do that others don't know that you do. So we thank you. We love you so much. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. We thank God on today, amen. And we just want to make sure to lift up Cousin Ann this morning, amen. She's not on the line. I want to make sure and lift up Cousin Connie, amen. I haven't heard her on the line in a while. I'm praying that she'll be back on the line with us here soon, amen. So I'm really praying for that. And Cousin Sean Denise, I want to lift her up and Aunt Cassie that I don't see on the line here in the name of Jesus. And Sister Dorita, Cousin Dorita and Sister Sharon, I want to make sure that we keep Sister Sharon and her husband in our prayers. Brother Samuel, amen. I know she said last week that they were going back to the hospital. And so I'll be checking on them today once we get off the prayer call, see how they're doing. Amen. And so, just going to keep them in prayer and in mind and lift them up right now and pray that they'll be able to be on the line. Amen. I'm praying that our family, our prayer line will grow. Our family will grow. It won't decrease, but increase. Amen. That they'll begin to come in and understand how important it is that we as a family come together in prayer. Amen. And how God has blessed the family. Amen. And we are wellspring here. Spring with the favor of God and the love of God and the blessings of our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus. And so since I let you all know how I'm doing this morning, I am doing good. I thank God for another day. I thank God for blessing me. I thank God for being able to hear the voice of my mother this morning. Amen. And everyone that's on the line, in the name of Jesus, and just want my mother to know that she is more than loved. Hallelujah, in case it's more than just a word. So I just want my mom to know I love her and I appreciate her. Went to see her yesterday, and she gave me all kind of little stuff she had, little gifts and trinkets that she makes. And so she always makes sure I leave her house with a bag of something, sanitizer, wipes, cups, toilet wrappers, and just all kind of stuff. And I just thank God for my mother, so, and those of us that serve our mothers with us, you know, we love on our mothers and just make sure that they're doing well. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I thank God this morning, our scripture this morning, if you have your Bible, we're going to be coming out the book of Luke this morning. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to come out the book of Luke chapter 19, verses 34. Through 40, let's do 44, I'm sorry. Pretty long scripture, but it's not too much. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 34 through 44, and they said, the Lord has need of him. And they said, the Lord has need of him. Verse 35 says, then they brought him to Jesus, and they threw their own clothes on the colt, and they set Jesus on him. And as he went, many spread their clothes on the road. Verse 37 says, then as he was now drawing near the descent of the Mount Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Verse 39 says, and some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, teacher, rebuke your disciples. Verse 40 says, but he answered and said to them, I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out. Verse 41 says, now as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, if you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace. But now they are hidden from your eyes. Verse 43 says, for days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you and close you in on every side and level you and your children within you to the ground, and they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation. Amen. What is the Bible saying, family? Hallelujah. When we look at these scriptures here this morning, amen, Hallelujah. Well, Christians celebrate this event on Palm Sunday, which is going to be coming soon on Palm Sunday. The people lined the road, praising God, waving palm branches, and throwing their cloths in front of a court as it passed before them. Long live the King was the meaning behind their joyful shouts, because they knew that Jesus was intentionally fulfilling the prophecy in the book of Zechariah 9:9. Behold, your King is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So to announce that he was indeed the Messiah, Jesus chose a time when all of Israel would be gathered at Jerusalem, a place where huge crowds could see him in a way of proclaiming his mission that was unmistakable. See, the people went wild. They were sure their liberation was at hand. So when we look in verse 38, the people who were praising God for giving them a king had the wrong idea about Jesus. They expected him to be a national leader who would restore their nation to its former glory, and they were deaf to the words of their prophets and blind, hallelujah, they were blind to Jesus' real mission. So when it became apparent that Jesus was not going to fulfill their hope, many people would turn against him. When we look here in verse 39 and 40, the Pharisees thought the cross words were not right. They saw it as blasphemous. They didn't want someone challenging their power and authority, and they didn't want a revolt, and they would bring the Roman army down on them. So they asked Jesus to keep his people quiet. But Jesus said that if the people were quiet, the stones would immediately cry out. Hallelujah. So why? Not because Jesus was setting up a powerful political kingdom, but because he was establishing God's eternal kingdom, a reason for the greatest celebration of all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I wrap up here, family, verses 41 to 44 here, the Jewish leaders, they had rejected their king. They had gone too far. They refused God's offer of salvation in Jesus Christ when they were visited by God himself. The time of your visitation, he talks about that, the time of your visitation. So soon their nation would suffer. God did not turn away from the Jewish people who obeyed him. However, he continues to offer salvation to the people he loves, both Jews and Gentiles. Eternal life is within your reach. Amen. Accept it while the opportunity is still offered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God, we ask God today, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I ask that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. And it is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. Amen. We're going to have our prayer petition. So we're going to start with Ava and Steve. Ava and Steve, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning again. Thanks to Lord over and over daily of my life. Anne won't be on the line this morning because that's her best friend that we've been praying for. She passed, and they have no funeral this morning at 11 o'clock. Sister Rose. Yes. And continue prayer for LaTanya Mackey and John Denise and everyone that's on the line, and all the sick and shut in the hospital, and everyone, just the whole world. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God. Father God, we come this morning with all faith, trust, and believe in your God for a miracle. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that even right now, God, you're already moving us. We come on one accord with all faith with your daughter and all that she's petitioned about, oh God, and every name that she called in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray their healing right now. And then we pray, oh God, for the strength, oh God, of your daughter Ann, oh God, as she go to say farewell to her sister, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, give her peace right now, Father God. Touch her heart and mind, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to pray, thank you. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we ask that you continue to strengthen our influence team, that you continue to bless, oh God, bless her, oh Lord, her greater days. Hallelujah, her latter days greater than her beginnings. Oh, Father God, we ask, oh God, for continued blessing to flow in our life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, let her receive a supernatural strength, oh Lord. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you and we love you, Father God. We bless your holy name. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you in Bernstein. God keep you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, family. Hallelujah. As we petition in prayer, we say amen. And we're in agreement with our family member as they are petitioning. Amen. And we're just coming into agreement with them with their petition in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth, may God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to thank God and praise God for all of his blessings. And God will continue to bless us and give
Amen.
Us that genuine love for each other that flows from heart to heart and breast to breast.
Yes, Lord.
God,
yes, Lord.
Bereave. Just be their comfort
yes,
in
God.
Their time of sorrow. I just
yes,
pray
Lord.
For all he does.
Yes.
All
thank
he does.
You.
Yeah. Thank
yes,
you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Lord. Oh.
Yes.
I love all of y'all. Huh.
Amen.
I love all of you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you. God
try
bless
to
your
thank
family.
Everybody's name that I know. And I call it when they call it. At them names.
Bless us all. God bless us all.
Bless. Bless.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for life, health, and strength of your daughters. We thank you, Lord God, that even right now, hallelujah, for your words as while we're speaking, yet you're already answered. So, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for answered prayers as your daughter petitioned this day by faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, that she has petitioned this morning, oh God, that we will have love, oh God, for one another, oh God, that we will love like Christ. Amen. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will increase us, oh God, increase the love that's in us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we will operate according to love. For your word says there's faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of the three is love. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we have not love, that we have nothing. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us to operate in love all the days of our life. Lord, we pray for continued love to flow in us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and out of us to others. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We pray for continued blessings right now. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ in our lives and those in our family. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you will strengthen your daughter with a supernatural strength, her and the mother, oh God. I pray, oh God, for long life, good life, amen, wholeness and newness of life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, oh Lord, for your daughter's a giver, oh God, hallelujah. Oh Lord, that she freely give, oh God, that she will freely, oh God, that your word says, fall back into a great and mighty, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh Lord, we bless your holy name. We give it all over to you right now. And we decree and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God bless you both. Cousin Brenda Gale and A.T. Ruth DeMay, God bless you. We love you. And we thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hopefully you can hear me. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. I just want to thank God for this prayer line. And
yes, Lord.
I just love to thank God for it. And continue praying for my health and strength. Operators.
Yes, Lord.
Any pains and everything else. And continue praying for my mom and my children, Angela and Shane, my husband, and all that's on the prayer line.
Yeah.
And just keep us all safe. It's such a dangerous world these days.
My
Amen.
Lord. Amen. Amen. Jesus. Jesus.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I pray for you. My caregiver.
And then.
Thank you all. I'm joining prayer line.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
All of everybody.
Hey, amen. Yes, Lord. You're seated. Amen.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. We thank God. Amen. God bless you, Vera. Amen. I receive it. I receive the blessing of the Lord. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we come this day with all faith, believing and trusting you, O God. Oh, Lord, that you move mighty in the life of your daughter. Amen. In the life of your daughter, LaFleur, in the life of her mother, Vera, in the life of her husband, in the life of her children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we pray right now, Father God, for divine help and healing to our body. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break all curses of sickness, disease, and command all inherited sickness to leave her body right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare right now that you are redeemed from the curse of the law. Amen. We break all generational curses right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let healing spring forth speedily in the body of your daughter. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we command arthritis to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We command all pain, ache, and discomfort, hallelujah, to leave your body right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, Lord, bless the blood. We know that life of the flesh is in the blood. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, let your daughter be blessed right now with strength, oh God, and let her not be feeble. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless her mother and children, all that you love with long life, and show, hallelujah, show them your salvation. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, say, please come and be still. Let peace reign over her house, oh God. Hallelujah. Make her, hallelujah, make her a peacemaker, oh God. Let her put you peace always. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, let our help, hallelujah, spring forth and those in our family that are dealing with any health issues, oh God, spring forth speedily in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, restore health into her and heal all her wounds. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, you are the Son of Righteousness that arise over the life of your daughter with healing in your wings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we pray for restoration for your daughter and all that's in her family. Oh, Lord, restore right now, oh God, all that's been taken away. Everything that the enemy has robbed them of, let it be restored, oh God. Give a double for a trouble, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray the strength of our spirit this day, oh God. We pray that you will continue to strengthen, oh God, that you will continue to bless her with long life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. Let her receive supernatural strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Supernatural favor. Amen. That cometh from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. Touch her mouth, oh God, that she will speak your word. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Increase the wisdom and the knowledge, oh God, of your word in your daughter, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, that all will know, hallelujah, that it's you that speak to, oh God, that others, hallelujah, will be saved by the words you put in her mouth. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We love you, Lord. Oh, God, we love you and we need you, God. Lord, help our children right now, God. Touch their hearts, oh, God. Touch their mind. We speak to the spirit of our children right now. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever it is that the enemy, hallelujah, has subjected them to, we decree and declare deliverance on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare victory. Hallelujah to your name, God. My God, my God. We thank you for your mighty move this morning in the life of your daughter, Laverne, oh, God. We thank you for the testimony that's being birthed because we come believing on today. I want to call this a family of faith in the name of Jesus Christ. And we declare the crowd that it shall be no other way. Hallelujah. We put the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now.
and all that's in your home and all that you're loving concerned about it. We decree that the blood of Jesus Christ covers you and protects you and all that you love and concerned about it, and all that you have and all that you will have. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hope I won't shut that by. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, shut that. Mama, get shitty. God bless you, bro. We love you. Thank God for you. Because it's 98-0. Amen. Thank you for the love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Cousin Patricia Sky, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just ask special prayer for the marriages. I ask special prayer for the families. I ask special prayer for those that the caregivers. I don't know. It's just so much, you know. But I thank and praise God that He is in control. I know that. And I just ask your special prayer for those areas, you know, because they mean a lot to me. And I just thank the Lord that He is in control, and I just know He's going to just work it out according to His will.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We come into agreement with you this morning with faith. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come, oh Lord, with our faith, believing with combined faith with your daughter this morning, oh God, that you would move mighty, oh God, over your word, and we delight ourselves in you, that you would give us the desires of our heart. So, Father God, it's as it is the desire of the heart of your daughter, oh God, to strengthen and bring unity and peace in every marriage and family. Hallelujah. Blessing upon the caregivers, oh God, and strength in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And favor, oh God, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let it be so, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, because we trust in you, oh God. Decree and declare in your word that said, it is done, amen. When Jesus took his last breath, before he took his last breath, he said, it is finished. And Lord, we thank you, oh God, that we can declare and declare that it is finished, that it is done in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we walk in expecting, oh God. So Lord, as we stand and wait, oh God, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, surprise your daughter with an extraordinary favor on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, touch our heart, oh God. Touch the heart of our husband. Touch the mind of our children, the heart of our children, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let peace come, oh God. Fill them, oh God, with our Holy Spirit to overflow them, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say, thank you, oh God. We're over your words that you ordained marriage between man and woman, oh God. And we want to just say, thank you, oh God, that you have put together, oh God. We understand that no one can separate, oh God. So, Lord, we fill in your words today for every marriage that you've ordained, oh God. Hallelujah. We pray for the strength of that marriage this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. We stand on your word, oh God. We stand on this day, oh God. We trust in you, oh God, for a mighty move right now. Hallelujah. For your word is the more sin and other. Therefore, what God has drawn together, let no one separate. Hallelujah. We speak into every marriage right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare the cry right now. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:2 that said, be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bear with one another in love. Hallelujah. We speak into every marriage that you've ordained right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the cry. Ecclesiastes 4:9 that said, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the cry. Psalm 1:1-3 over our husbands right now. Amen. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scornful. Amen. Of the scornful, but he delights in, hallelujah, in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. Hallelujah. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. Amen. And whatever he does shall prosper in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. And we as well, oh God, that you would give us a strength of supernatural strength to stand, oh God, to be the help that it should call us to be. Amen. For the Bible says in Proverbs 18:23, even finds a wife, that is good and receives favor from the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, let him know today that he has favor, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We decree and declare that I'm led according to Ephesians 5:29. For husbands, this needs love your wives. Just as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for us. And we just want to say thank you, Father God.
Thank you.
Oh, we bless your name. We decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. It is our prayer that every husband and wife will walk in agreement, for the Bible says in Amos 3:3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Hallelujah. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, we speak it into an over every marriage, amen. That God ordained, hallelujah, let the husband bring unto the wife due to deliverance, amen. And likewise, also the wife unto the husband. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you, oh God, it's our prayer that we will operate, oh God, all that's on the line with the fruits of your spirit, oh God. And we decree in the prayer, our marriages and our families are strengthened right now, that unity has come, that peace has come, that love has increased, amen, that patience has increased, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, that every need be met, oh God, every caregiver that you have placed in position, oh God, hallelujah, when they feel weary, oh God, that they will, hallelujah, will look upon you, Lord. So we pray, oh God, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. So, Lord, fill it with our joy, unspeakable joy, hallelujah, Lord, coming from you, and we thank you for, Lord. We decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. May God strengthen you. Amen. In your walk. In your spiritual walk.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you, Mama Karen. Amen.
My prayers will continue for the healing and let the medicine do what it's supposed to do. Get a good report back when I go back to the doctor. And I pray that the Lord give everybody on this line whatever they ask for, the prayer of sick and shut in, whatever it might be. Give them grant them what they ask for, you know, according to his word. Prayer and strength for you, my child, so that he keep on keeping on with the Lord. He got you. No matter what you go through, he there for you.
Yes,
I pray for strength, peace, love,
thank
and happiness. Mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I got some more stuff to give you, but amen.
Back to get it, Mama. Glory to God.
Thank you, God.
It's so on time, I tell you. Because I never tell anybody what I need. If I need anything, I'm not one to ask. Even though people ask me, do you need anything? I just like, I trust God in it. So I thank you, Mama. You have no idea.
Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come, O Lord, believing and trusting you, God, with your daughter, with all combined faith this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we know, Lord, you are, Father God, has answered. Amen.
Yes.
So we thank you for answering prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. You're going to answer the prayer. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, so we ask anything that's not of you, God. Hallelujah, you answer our fire in the life of your daughter and burn it up and burn it away in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Pray for each other.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for answering prayers right now, Father God. We thank you for life up and strength, oh God, of your daughter, Lila Jane, this day, Father God. As she comes this day, oh God, as we come to the throne room of grace boldly, asking and receiving with all faith together, oh God. Lord, we ask you to move mighty in all that she's petitioning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your plan is manifested in the life of her granddaughter in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, teach her wisdom ways, oh God, and lead her in straight paths. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare right now the Lord's wisdom will save her life. Amen. We pray right now for an understanding heart for her right now that is enshrined in wisdom. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would listen to those who are older when they speak to, oh God, for wisdom comes with age. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray, oh God, that wisdom multiply her days and add years to her life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We break the power of every evil assignment against our life and those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray right now, oh God, that our life will continue to grow in you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you would keep our mind shade on you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let it not be tempted by the world of things, the possession of people, a conversation of this world. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We command any evil spirit that, hallelujah, that have came to anybody that's been open, hallelujah, to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Devil, you have no right to have. Hallelujah, she is blood washing, redeemed, and saved, and she belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because you have no right to her life. We take authority over you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we declare and declare victory over her right now. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your hedge of protection around her right now, around her mind. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you purify and sanctify our thoughts, oh God, and our thoughts will be holy. Hallelujah. Righteous unto you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, Father God. And we pray that's all on the line that's dealing with any form of arthritis. Lord, we pray, oh God, hallelujah, for deliverance right now. We pray for deliverance of arthritis, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Sinusitis right now, acute sinusitis, oh God, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we're going to stand and receive it right now. So we pray for divine positioning. We do not decree and declare it belongs to us. It does not belong to us. We are healed. We are delivered. We are sex free. Hallelujah. We will grow stronger. Amen. We will not grow sicker. We will grow stronger. We will grow, hallelujah, blessed. Amen. We will grow favored in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare that all is well with us, amen, and in our home. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you.
God keep you in line. We love you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead. Cousin Kim.
Amen. I'm sorry, I was on mute. Again, I want to say that I want to thank God, you know, for this prayer line. Thank God for the continuation. Thank God for putting on your heart for us to have this prayer line and bring, you know, the family together for all that will come to the line and all that have wishes, you know, to come, you know, to come to the line. And we'll, you know, we'll keep praying for them. And it's just so important to continue to, you know, to have unity in the family. So I just thank God for all that he has done and all that he will do. And I love you all. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. We thank God on today. Lord, we thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, your minister, Lord. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll just continue to bless her, keep her, strengthen her, protect her, and her children and grandchildren, and all that you love and concerned about, the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, as she has said today, oh God, just thank you for this prayer line, this opportunity to come as a family. So, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ with all faith and combined faith with your daughter this day, oh God, that you will continue to bless this prayer line, oh God, that you will continue to use us mighty for one another. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is our prayer that our other family members will come, oh God, come to the line and receive from you. Amen.
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you that we can declare and declare this line to be a line of love, a line of encouragement, a line that is blessed, a line that is favored by you, oh God. We declare and declare that heavenly blessings flow through this line, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask you to continue to bless, continue to grow in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, all belongs to you, and we just want to say thank you for giving it to us, Father God. Thank you, oh God, for everyone that's off the line, every family member, every household, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, it is our prayer, God. When you bless, oh God, bless your daughter, Kim. When you multiply, Father God, multiply her with our goodness and our favor, oh God. Multiply, oh God, with our wisdom and knowledge, oh God, of your word and who you are, God, that she will minister, oh God, to others, amen, other believers, amen, even the unbeliever, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, that they will come to know Christ and be delivered, amen, and receive salvation of the Lord, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you fill it with so much joy and unspeakable joy, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that anyone that's used the while, oh God, it will become contagious, that they will be set fire with so much joy of the Holy Spirit, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We declare and declare by faith that it is so, hallelujah, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to be before you. I'm a long family, much long. And we just thank God again for the opportunity. My petition and prayers that God will continue to bless those in my family, my household, that God will continue to touch the heart and mind of my husband. And I thank my cousin Patricia Scott, and she's praying for marriages that God will continue to strengthen each and every marriage on this line, marriages around the world. Amen. And so just thanking God for the opportunity again that God will continue to use me and strengthen me in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now we're in a 7-day of prayer and fasting and touching and agreeing at 5 a.m. We started on Friday, April the 1st, and we'll conclude on April 7th. And so we're on the same line. If you want to join us, if you're up at 5 a.m., you can join us in prayer and touch and agree with us. These next 5 days after today, we'll be on this phone number at 5 a.m. And so just thanking God. If you all just continue to pray for me and my family, amen, that God will just continue to bless and keep us and protect us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. I'm praying that God, you all pray. My husband's truck, the business truck, has went down. And so just praying that God will make a way. Praying for financial support and restoration of finances in the name of Jesus Christ. But no worries, just know that God is able in the name of Jesus. Amen. So let us pray this morning as we enter in our prayer, comprehensive prayer over us. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we give you all honor, praise, and glory. We give you full access into our lives, oh God, that you have your way right now. Move mighty in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And all that was petitioned on today, oh God, by faith, oh God, we ask you to move, oh God. Hallelujah. To answer prayers according to your will, Father God, that we be within your will in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we do not offer selfish prayers, oh God, but a prayer that you are willing to answer in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name for divine position, oh God, that we can receive from you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for divine order in our lives, oh God, where things have been out of order, oh God. Let them be in order right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for spiritual growth right now. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, grow us spiritual, oh God, that we will stand strong, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we will not operate according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And your word says, with the spirit, there is life, but in the flesh, there is death. And we decree in the ground that we operate according to the Spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us on today. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us right now in a time of our need, oh God, in a time of the need of our family members and loved ones, oh God. For you, Lord Jesus, amen, you are our high priest, who sympathize with our weaknesses. For you was, hallelujah, in all points tempted, yet you did not sin, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, help us right now with our weaknesses, amen, that we sin not, that we
will not succumb to the temptation of this world, but be delivered, oh God, from all temptation in the name of Jesus. But we come entering in into your rest according to Hebrews 4:9. Hallelujah, there remains therefore a rest for the people of God. Amen. We thank you that we are your people, and we are holy, and that you are our God, who loves us so much that you send your only begotten Son, Jesus, the Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I conquer all who mourn right now. Console those who mourn in this world. Lord God, hallelujah. Give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the glory and praise of the Spirit of heaven, that we may be, call the trees of righteousness. Amen. In the presence of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Christ, that he may be glorified. We greatly rejoice right now in the Lord. Amen. And we are joyful in the Lord our God. Amen. For you, Heavenly Father, has called us with, hallelujah, with the garment of salvation. And we thank you, Lord God, that you called us with the garment of salvation. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have covered us, oh God, with the robe of righteousness as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments. Amen. And as a bride adores herself with her jewels in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we bless your name. Oh, glory to your name, God. Oh Lord, restore, oh God. Restore us, oh Lord God, to the days of our youth, Lord. Restore, oh God, all that's been taken away, all that the enemy has stolen from us. Amen. For the Bible says that the thief come not but to kill, steal, and destroy. Lord, so we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, restore us, oh God. Hallelujah. Give us cover for our trouble. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say, thank you, Father God. We decree in the crowd right now that it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. And we declare in the crowd that we are free. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bless your name, God. For the Bible says in Luke 6:22-23, what blessings await you when people hate you and exclude you and mock you and curse you as evil because you follow the Son of Man. When that happens, be happy. Yes, leap for joy, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember their ancestors treated our ancient prophets the same way. We rejoice right now. We leap with joy in the name of Jesus Christ for the great reward that's before us in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you. We speak life instead of death. Amen. We decree that we shall live and not die and declare the good news of the Lord our God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we send your word, oh God, for the Bible says that the glory ain't the man does not live on bread alone, but only that word that comes from the mouth of the Lord our God. We thank you, Lord God, that we receive right now that our spiritual bearers are full, amen, that we can keep on keeping on. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the God of 1 Kings 3:14, and if you walk in obedience to me and keep my decrees and commands and stay to your Father, I will give you a long life. We decree to come long life on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We decree to come Psalm 41:14. Our life in every moment, our destiny, it's all in your hands, oh God. So we know you can deliver us from those who persecute us relentlessly. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree to come Psalm 36:9 right now. For with you is a fountain of life. In your life, we see light. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will no longer operate in darkness, nor those in our family. We decree the cloud that come out of darkness on today. And I pray the Lord's fight that you give, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Father God, for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree to call Psalm 37:5. We commit everything we do to the Lord. Trust in him. And we know, hallelujah, Lord God, that you will help us. For the Bible says, commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him and he will help you. Hallelujah. We speak life today. Amen. Hallelujah. We speak victory. For the Bible says in 1 Samuel 2:6, the Lord gives both death and life. He brings them down to the grave, but raises others up. We thank you, Lord God, that you have raised us up, that we have the resurrection power working on the inside. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We decree in the prayer of Proverbs 9:11, set forth by wisdom, your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree in the prayer of Proverbs 10:27, in the thought of our lives and those in our family, to feel the Lord for all right, that the years of the wicked are cut short. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Proverbs 12:28, we decree in the prayer of right now, the way of the God that leads to life, the death does not lead to death. Amen. We thank you, Lord God. We live, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, will you bless, oh, God, bless us. We thank you for your blessing on today, amen. Multiply us with our goodness and our favor. We decree the God right now in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Genesis 12:2-3, amen. And I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name greater so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And him who comes to discourage you, I will curse, amen. And in all your families, and all the family of earth shall be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. We receive it right there, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we can't thank you enough against you. We thank him. We decree the God that we're blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Amen. Hallelujah. That our children are blessed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, all that we have are blessed. Amen. And we thank you, Lord God. That our pastor and Eden Brown are blessed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. God is blessing us and our going out and coming in. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, my mother, call the most shot. We decree the God. Psalm 5:12. Over our lives right now, and all that we love and concern about, for you, Lord, bless the righteous one. You surround him who is saving life a shield. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for your shield of fuel right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, forever. My Lord, my God, we declare to God, Psalm 40:4. This blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the cross of those who turn aside to false gods. We declare to God, this show and it shall be no other way in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare that we are healed right now. For you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare Jeremiah 30:17. God will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. Because you're calling out cattle dying for whom no one cares. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. My Lord, my God. We decree and declare Luke 8:48. Jesus is one of the Lord God. Yes, faith in me has released your healing. You may go with peace, amen. You may go with my peace, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Psalm 103:3, we declare the crowd right now. He heals the diseases, everyone, amen. Receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We decree the God of Lamentations 3:24 right now. It says, I say the Lord is my portion, therefore I will not. I will put my hope in him. Amen. I say the Lord is my portion, therefore I will put my hope in him. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. We decree the God of Psalm 71:14. It says, ask for me. I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more, oh God. We come praise you more and more, oh God. God of our hope, we take it and hope has been restored right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, Father. Oh, Lord, we thank you, God. We decree to God, 1 Peter 5:6 says, humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Oh, Lord, we thank you for due time this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as we come humbling ourselves, hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you, Lord God, that our identity is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Devil, you are a liar. Hallelujah. We declare the crowd that we are, hallelujah, God's children. Hallelujah. Born again of the infinite proceed of the word of God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the way and we follow your way. For the Bible says in John 14:6, Jesus explained, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes next to the Father except through union with me. To know me is to know my Father too. We declare to God, you to be the way, amen. You to be the truth and you to be the life. And you are the head of our life. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We thank you that you're for us. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for your finished work, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We can't thank you enough, but we thank you. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you will continue to bless your daughter, hallelujah, Bernadette, your daughter Vera, your daughter, hallelujah, Eliza Jane, your daughter Kathy, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, your daughter, hallelujah, Ruth and May, oh Lord. Oh Lord, continue to bless your daughter Bonnie, your daughter Brenda Gale, your daughter Patricia, your daughter Carol, your daughter Kim, hallelujah, all that's on the line, oh God, bless her, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, bless me, hallelujah. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, that we are prospering on every side with our goodness. We thank you, Lord God, for continued protection. We thank you for your hedge of protection. We thank you, Father God, as you that go before us, oh God, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight. We thank you, Lord. We bless the name. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all is well with us and those in our home and all that we love and concerned about. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that it's all working together for our good. And we thank you for, Lord. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We pray and we look with every household, with every family member and friend and loved one right now. We pray right now, God, that your angels be encamped around our homes, amen, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless the land of Jerusalem and his people. God bless America. Lord, heal the land, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, curse and wicked out the land so that we, your children, may live in peace, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, help us to operate with wisdom that cometh from you, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that will save our lives and those in our family, amen. Oh Lord, help us to speak your word, oh God, not the word of the world, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Help us, oh God, to keep our minds stayed on you. Lord, set us free right now from every evil spirit that's trying to program any negative thoughts into our mind. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, that we be free. Hallelujah. For the Son, your Son, our Lord and Savior, has set us free. And we are free indeed. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're blessed beyond measures, that we're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, that we're the lender, not the borrower, we're the head and not the tail, we're on top and not beneath, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love them, and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, family. Come on, let's get out the place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We receive our healing. We receive our deliverance. We receive our freedom. We receive our blessing. Hallelujah. We receive power right now. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you didn't have to do it, but you did, and we thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. God bless your family. God keep your family. You're already blessed.
Glory,
amen.
Hallelujah.
God loves you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory,
yes, God. Amen. God bless you, family. At this time, if you have anything you'd like to say or call your name, if not, just say amen. We'll start with A. Bernstein. A. Bernstein, go ahead.
God bless you. Thank you, Lord, for you. All
thank
the way
Lord.
Back to the back generation. Thank you, thank you.
Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Everything. We love you. We thank God for you. As always, it's so good. I tell you, to hear your voice each and every Saturday morning. Amen. What a blessing. We thank God for blessing us.
Amen.
Amen. Luther May and Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. God keep you. God bless your marriage, children, your grandchildren, your children to come. We love
you.
We thank God for you. How was your week and how are you doing?
Amen.
Amen. All is well. Thank you for asking. Amen. God bless you. We love you so much, Cousin Brenda Gale and A.C. Richard. Thank you so much for asking. Glory to God. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and A. Vera.
Amen.
God
bless you. Thank you, God, for this prayer line again. And I just want to say to Aunt Jane, thank you for always being there for us when we need you. When we call you, you always come up and do what you need to do. Thank you for that. God bless you so much. And I just want to say one little good thing else is that, Callan, I plan to get your package to you this week. Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Can you hear Cousin Bonnie, your daughter, but your niece? Can I have all the lines open so everybody can hear everybody?
Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. All right, cousin.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you, Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera. We love you so much. We love you so much. We really do. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Cousin Patricia Scott, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just thank the Lord for you. I mean, you just bring God's word, and it brings us so much deliverance in our lives. And I just thank the Lord for you, and God bless you.
Thank you. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen. Ooh, we thank God for the strength. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. God bless you. We thank God for you. You know, and I look forward to seeing you on here Saturdays now. So I'm just excited about what God is doing in you. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Mother Carolyn, God bless you, Mama. Go ahead.
Amen. 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 Thank you for praying for us. Love my family on the line. I pray that everybody have a blessed weekend, rest of the week, rest of the year. But amen. And Bonnie, thank you. And that was Bridget talking about pineapple cake. That ain't none of me.
I ain't doing no pineapple cake.
That was Bridget. I don't even do. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, Bridget. God bless you. We love you so much. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ain't Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank God for you, and I thank God for this prayer line. And
amen.
May the Lord bless you and keep you well so that you can continue
amen.
On this
prayer. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes,
amen.
Lord, I receive
amen.
It. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God bless you, Eliza
yes,
Jane.
Lord. Thank you.
And
Amen.
Cousin Bonnie was speaking to you, and she can hear you if you want to say something to her. Amen.
I
Hallelujah.
Did. I can hear. Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Amen.
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 Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Thank you again. And it's just a blessing just to hear all the thankfulness. You know, with the family members and just the laughter
Amen.
And just that everybody
Amen.
Is well. And I just pray that God continue to keep us and bless us and bless
yes.
Bless your husband and getting his finances
yes.
for his truck. I know how important it is. I have two sons and my brothers that's in the trucking business.
Amen.
Yes. Thank God. Amen. It is definitely something. So we just thank God
yeah.
and trust in God for restoration of everything. No worries. I stand on the word of the Lord. And my mama knew I'd just be like, that's still, don't go worry about it. Just give it to God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go take a nap. I'm somebody that will go take a nap. They'll be like, wait a minute. Everything going on? You going to go to sleep? I'll be like, yep.
Yep.
What are we going to do? I say, trust God, I'm going to take a nap. I'll get back up. We'll talk about it when I get up. So we thank God.
Amen.
God bless everyone. I thank God for you. I pray
Amen.
You have a blessed week. Join us, like I said, Wednesday at 5 a.m. And play service on tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the same line, so you don't have to worry about a different phone number. We're back here. Just thank God for the opportunity to have this time together. Amen. So God bless
Amen.
You. I love you all so much, and I'm praying for you daily and nightly. Amen. From that man, the God
Amen.
Of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working
Amen.
In you what is well, pleasing in his sight. Amen. Through Jesus Christ,
Amen.
To whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
God
amen.
Bless you all.
Amen.
Y'all have a beautiful day in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Love
amen.
You all, family.
Y'all have a better. Love y'all. Amen.
Love you too.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever. Of his saving grace on the streets of glory,
call me one time. That's all I really need, just one time. I can't wait till I see ya one time. One. You gave me my gift, gonna have it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You give